The Guardian.
The heat there is the worst problem at the moment. The temperatures in Baghdad are around 112 degrees Fahrenheit by day. They hardly drop below 100 degrees or 40 degrees centigrade by night. The electricity, which is supposed to fuel the fans, doesn't work. It's only put on for 2 hours a week. That's on Sunday when the visitors come in. And as one of these young men said, for about 2 or 3 hours in the evening, but not during the night. The inmates suspect that the guards are actually selling the fuel for the generator on the black market. So they could have electricity, but they're not getting it. They also say that the guards occasionally allow one or two of them to telephone home on their cell phones, but the guards demand that the families of the boy top up the phones with $10 or $20 each time. And of course, very often they don't let them use the phone. So these kids are completely isolated in this terrible heat. Some of them have awful skin sores from lying in these sweat-soaked mattresses. They're sweating profusely all night in this heat. The boy who we visited said that he only gets a shower, access to a shower once every 3 days because the water supply is not adequate. So you can imagine the conditions. And some children are actually sleeping on the floor. Others are in double bunks, rows of double bunks. But it's so overcrowded that some are actually sleeping on the concrete floor.
What sort of crimes are these young people supposed to have committed?
Well, a few are for petty offences, criminal offences, but a large number are for security offences. But the evidence that they were really taking part in some terrorism at that young age, because some of these children are as young as nine, must be a little bit dubious. The trials are not properly conducted. And we know that there has been a lot of sectarian prejudice and unfairness perpetrated, particularly by the Iraqi police, who are largely Shia-dominated. Most of these kids are Sunnis, and they are rounded up as part of this general sectarian violence that has been going on for the last 2 or 3 years in Baghdad.
The United Nations has expressed its concern about conditions in Iraqi jails. What has been the official response to this?
The Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs, which is in charge of these two prisons, say that they have no money to improve conditions, and they do the best they can. It's extraordinary that they can't find more money to deal with this desperate problem. The Iraqi government is sitting on billions of dollars of revenue from oil exports, and they're not spending it. The United States is spending billions of dollars on upgrading the Iraqi military and the Iraqi police. Couldn't they spend $1 million or two? It can't require very much money to have decent cooling facilities improve the living conditions for these young men.
Jonathan, many thanks.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.